You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is BetQL Daily with the Joes. Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. It's BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Sometimes you go away for a week, Joe G, and it feels like you've been gone for a month. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How was your week off?
Oh, no. Starting off like that? I couldn't hear Joe G.
Got me now?
Now I got you.
Okay. There we go. How was your week off?
It was terrific, man. It was terrific. Are you one of these people when you're able to get away a little bit? And I know you have 86 jobs, so it's challenging. And, you know, we've just been trained phone. I haven't checked for a whole hour. What is going on? What am I missing right now? Are you able to unplug mentally? I was trying to make sure that I stayed away from the phone as much as possible and the Twitter app, of course.
Yeah, I find it hard. So actually, I have to trick myself. But yes. I delete Twitter off my phone.
I have to.
Because I'm tempted. Like when I have a minute, I'm alone by myself or whatever. I'm like, I'll just look, right? And then you're sucked in. So I don't think I've ever done it for a long period, but like definitely a couple days here or there when I'm off, I try to do it. And I actually went camping this weekend. So I was at without awesome. Service at all because we were in the mountains up in northern Pennsylvania, like zero service. So I had no idea. And then yesterday I looked at him like, wait, Adam Frazier's going to the Padres and Nelson Cruz is where? I didn't know what was going on for a couple of days, which was kind of nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You actually do feel refreshed because if you're attached to the phone the entire time, you know, like people like Ryan Horvat tweeting every 5 seconds, like you just, you feel like you're not off. You truly need to get away from a little bit. And I know, hey, we're not digging ditches. It's not the most stressful job in the world talking about sports betting. We mostly have fun here. By the way, coming up on the show today, John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider, the perfect guy to have on this week. We'll get his temperature on the trade deadline coming up in just a matter of days. Paul Charchian from KFan. He's terrific on fantasy football. Looking forward to checking in with Charch on all these Vikings rumors. A lot of bets coming in on Vikes to win the NFC North over the weekend. The books that actually kept those NFC North futures up. And Russell Baxter, he's always good on the NFL. So I'm interested in that. Any good stories? Because something always happens. I mean, I've got like 15 different stories that I'm probably going to sprinkle in that you'll be laughing at me from my week off.
Yeah, as far as camping stories, it was the first time my kids were like rafting in the river, which was cool just to watch their like faces doing it. Because like, you know, they're 4 and 6 and they're sitting there in their tubes just like going down the river. And they like, to them, it's like we're in this gigantic ocean. And to me, like, you know, we're in a little river and it's fine. But like every time there's a little rapid, you see their face, they're like, they think something crazy is going to happen. I'm like, no, just we'll be good. Just a lazy river tube. We'll be back at the camp in an hour. Just hang out.
Did you sleep in a tent?
Yeah.
That ain't happening here.
No.
My wife. Not oh, me you. So much. I would do it. I grew up camping a little bit. And, you know, every summer we had a place. But there's no way my wife's doing it. No way in hell. She's like, if you want to go, you can. I don't know that that's going to happen. So the kids got to love that. Your wife is cool with that?
She can rough it? Yeah, we're good with it. So we had a lot of fun. How about you? What did you guys do? You go somewhere or was it stay home kind of thing?
Yeah, we went up to it was a busy, busy week. So it's not like there was a ton of downtime. But we got away to Sheboygan, Wisconsin, which is 3 hours from the Chicagoland area. It's actually about 5-10 minutes from where Ryder Cup's going to take place in a couple of months. So before we left town, it was a resort area. They had water park. Kids love that beach area and all that stuff. So it was cool. It was cool. Before we came back, I'm like, we've got to go to Whistling Straits. And I didn't know if we were going to be allowed on. And of course, just feels so out of place. So you've been there as a father of two as well, where you're going somewhere, but you have no choice. You really want to go there, but you have the kids hanging along. It's like, is there another place in the world that nobody wants to see kids outside of even just the pro shop? I'm not going on the course. It's just the pro shop. I want to get some Ryder Cup gear. I could buy it online, but I want to see what it actually is like, what the material's like, how it fits. It's just like, you feel like kind of embarrassed. Like, okay, we got to get out of here as quick as possible. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. I hate that feeling, even though we shouldn't feel that way. Flights is another spot too. I'm sorry to inconvenience you. Yeah.
Well, especially the pro shop and the course. It's because you know the deal. A lot of people go there to get away from their kids, right? Yes. And then like, we're bringing ours and they're like, I just left the house to get away from the noise. And these guys are bringing it in. It is a tough spot, but like, also, what are you going to do? You're not going to like leave him in the car to go to the pro shop. You're going to bring him in. Yeah.
And you need the wife's opinion on everything. At least that's how I am.
Right. Of course.
Man, they are doing a ton of work out there. That is going to be gorgeous. Gorgeous. I think they're playing the Lynx style course during the Ryder Cup. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But it's strange because Sheboygan is such a small town. And then you drive 10 minutes from where we were. It's like, okay, we're going to name a city after a company of Kohler. And I know a lot of people go in from far distance to that Kohler, Wisconsin area for like massage and spa area.
Right.
A lot of women go there. And then the men go over to Whistling Straits and play this gorgeous course they've watched on television a million times.
Yeah, that seems like it works out for everybody. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I had a came back for a seven-year-old birthday party, all girls. So I don't know. The setup is at your house, but you have these grand plans for the man's basement, the man cave, and you're going to do all this stuff. And then for a couple of days, it became an entire salon. My entire basement was taken over for a salon. There were 10 girls in the house. Everybody's lined up, painting their nails. This is my den, man.
You know what? You know that phrase, "What's mine is yours." What the reality is, it's what mine is not mine. Like that. That's the way it becomes.
Well, yeah, and half the basement during COVID became a school too.
Sure,
it's just like, hey man, you're last on the list. Don't worry about it.
It's like so far down the list, they can't see anymore, but that's all right. That's the way it is sometimes.
A lot of fun planned today. And man, Joe, it's 45 days, man. I don't know about you, but the people that I come across right now, once they know what I do, they have sports questions, right? Mm-hmm. And it depends on where we are in the sports calendar. We are there. We're inside of 50 days. Everyone that comes up to me about a question or opinion on anything sports related, it is all about the NFL. 45 days from now, we're going to have kickoff. I can't wait. I'm starting to get the emails roll in, jumping into this different pool. How about Survivor? You want to do a pick and pool here? Hey, are you going to run your Survivor that you did for March Madness, Major League Baseball, which I will be doing, which I can't wait. And that gets me so excited just thinking about the process of checking the fantasy lineups, the DFS lineups, making sure the bets are in, checking injuries, line movement. I can't wait for those stressful Sundays.
Yeah, I think it happened with this year is different, right? As soon as the NBA finals ended, it's almost like football started. Training camp started right afterwards because we got three camps open, right? The rest are opening this week, which we're going to talk about. Like, that's when it was like, boom, it was like, it's football season now. Yep. And I'm ready. Like, once we get to this point, this always happens, Joe. We go on a couple like little vacations or camping or beach thing, right? And then that kind of winds down. And then it's really hot and humid on the East Coast. Like, I can't stand it. So, like, I can't wait now for the fall weather and football. Like, I'm there. Like, I know some people love summer. I'm ready now. Like, if you told me I could press a button tomorrow and it's week one and it's fall, I'm in.
That was my response to one of the emails I received yesterday about the price point for a pick and pull. Like, okay, how we want to do this much or that much? I said, price point doesn't matter. I'm ready. Let's go. All caps. I'm ready. Let's go. So we're going to be doing a lot of football. And before you know it, college is here. Mm-hmm. I started the little free time that I did have catching up on some reading material for college football. I can't wait for that as well. We're going to break down a lot of futures, win totals, various conferences, because it is tough. I mean, I love to bet on futures, but as far as championship futures, you're not going to find any great value where it's worth putting your money aside for 4 to 5 months. It seems like win totals and conference plays is the way to go in college.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've had the same two teams basically dominate the sport for a decade. So putting a championship future, anything but the Alabama Clemson, it feels a little silly.
Joe G, speaking of the NFL, so I did see that a lot of sports books were taking down the NFC North futures odds. I quickly mentioned that, but there's been this rush to the window for books that have kept the numbers alive on the Minnesota Vikings. And that's part of what we're going to talk to Paul Charchian about later on in this hour is, well, that surprises me. And I'm trying not to be the Bears homer, but I just don't see this big gap. Like, it's decided, okay, Packers won with Rodgers, Vikings clear cut number two, and they are the second favorite at every single book. And then the Bears, I don't see this big gap between the Vikings and the Bears here. Since Justin Fields is now Bear, we think they have answers at the quarterback position. Nagy finally has his handpicked QB. I don't really see this big gap that everybody else sees.
Yeah, so if I had to bet it right now, if you told me Rodgers was retiring, Joe, you can go make place a bet right now. You have inside info. Rodgers is gone. I would bet on the Vikings. Like, I agree with the majority there, but I don't think it's a gigantic gap. Like, I wouldn't feel like I'm getting some sort of, like, I'm pulling the wool over someone's eyes. Like, wow, I got this overwhelming favorite no one realizes yet. I do think they're the favorite. I mean, we talked about a couple weeks ago how they kind of these odd years where they go good, bad, and now this is probably a good based on the Zimmer pattern in Minnesota. And I do think they fixed their defense a little bit, but I think it's pretty close. Like, if you took Rodgers out of that division, mm-hmm. I could see that coming down to the final week or so of the season between the Bears and the Vikings. And although the Vikings feel like they have more like an established quarterback coach situation, like, the Bears always are in the mix, right? Even when everyone thinks they stink, mm-hmm. they're right there, right? They've never been bad under Matt Nagy. So even when they're up and down, they're in it, which they could be in this division if Rodgers decides I'm out.
Yeah, I agree that it's going to be tight, but yeah, that would throw everything up. And then it's not only the value of Aaron Rodgers if he's not in the Packers uniform. It's not just that. It is I have no idea. I don't know what the downgrade is to Jordan Love. I don't know what the guy can do. I don't know if he can play. I have no clue. I mean, right now, if we're starting the season, don't worry about the contract. Don't worry about the other pieces. If you're picking your quarterback to play right now, Justin Fields or Jordan Love, which one are you taking?
Fields.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. Even though he's been watching the offense, right?
And so, they picked him in the first round. Like, they obviously think he could play. You know, yeah. We had all those reports. Maybe he was struggling in practice last year and they thought they blew the pick, but they think he could play. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, there was also this probably rush to the other side. If Rodgers does retire, people are going to assume the Packers are going to bottom out. I don't think they're going to bottom out. I mean, there'd be a significant downgrade. Maybe they go from 13 wins to 6 or 7, but I don't think they're going to 1 or 2. Not going to be that bad.
Man, we're talking about the countdown to the NFL. It just kind of went through my head. I know on the air with you, I've been saying, hey, I'm fine with the Bears starting Andy Dalton. Then I'll get mad after that week one.
No, you're not fine.
And then I started thinking about it today. Yeah. And then I got mad. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch these training camp reports. The little that they're allowed to say, it's going to be obvious that Dalton is not the best quarterback, and we're going to start week one in a gotta-have-it season. At least we think it is, but I don't think that's the reality. In a gotta-have-it season, come on, careers on the line, Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, and you're starting your season without your best quarterback who is available? Like, I'm going to be angry.
So here's what's going to happen. You're going to justify it. You're going to say, I get it. And then come week one.
I don't get it, though.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But come week one when it's 20-6 at halftime, Bears, yeah. Rams, you're going to be throwing things. Like, get the kid on the field. Get Andy out. Andy Dalton does have a beard now. Does that change the analytics at all on this?
That was trending everywhere here in Chicago. Like, Bears fans are trying to accept the fact that they're okay with it. They're not okay with it, but they're trying. They're doing the same thing that I am. So we'll see. It's weird. Since I'm not talking about the Bears every single night on Chicago Sports Radio, I'm not as angry. I've become more of a Bear fan. So it's kind of turning back the clock a little bit.
Right.
I like it. And am I anti-American? Honestly, I don't give a crap about the Olympics. I don't know about you.
Well, you and everybody else. I say it was the lowest rated opening ceremony. I saw this morning since 1988. I mean, think about that for a second. And I don't know if it's anything to do with the pattern being off, like the 4-year pattern. I feel like that shouldn't be.
Nah,
I don't know what it was. Now, I didn't watch because we were camping. I was without power, service, whatever over the weekend. I did watch some last night when I got back, the swimming on, but like
I did too.
I didn't I don't know. There's something about this Olympics so far. It's not pulling me in. Maybe the Michael Phelps element. Maybe there's not that one athlete that I'm like, all right, I'm going to put him on TV. I'm sure I'll watch it in the background all week, but I don't know. I guess a lot of people aren't watching as much either.
I mean, Ledecky was on primetime last night, and NBC set that up perfectly. And we see Biles. You see the superstar athletes. I'm just so a lot of the sports media that covers the main sports, they're going to be angry about USA basketball. And I saw a little bit of that yesterday. I don't give a damn. I don't think they're going to win the gold, and that's fine by me. I guess there's a little bit of value now. You know what the other part is even though I've been unplugged for the most part, was getting back in the sports rhythm, catching up on everything most of yesterday. So I saw the result earlier in the day. Then it's on my TV in the afternoon. It's like I record sporting events many times. And you know what happens? Joe, I don't watch them. I press delete because I find the result out.
If I do watch them, it's not as intently. Like,
no.
I'll kind of look up in the fourth quarter because I know this is when the game's going to turn. It is hard. Like,
that's problem.
To not watch live and to be into it, unless you have to, it is difficult.
We're going to talk with Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman next. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Looking forward to this conversation about the upcoming trade deadline. It's amazing. Like the Nationals, okay, are they going to turn it on? Are they going to turn it on? Lose four in a row. One to the Marlins, and they get swept by the O's. We're going to talk about possible trades with Heyman next on the BetQL Network.